This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. I say that all the time. Some of you get nuts with me saying it, but the deal is you're not doing it. That's why I'm saying it. I mean, some of you are doing great. Others, not so much. And head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where you can look at pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, all kinds of stuff there. You know, they've got bathrobes. I have the slippers, great slippers. You want the slippers? I think we have the sheets, the slippers, pillowcases, towels. Towels are good. Towels actually do absorb water, like he does in a commercial. Now, really. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, again, 855-732-5563. Always a good time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. Democrat Representative Raskin, he says the Electoral College is a danger to democracy. He's right. No, he's dead right. We're not a democracy, so what do I care? It's perfect for a constitutional republic. I mean, if you could sell to those... All right, I'm going to be nice. If you could sell to those voters in Rhode Island and Maryland and all these small states that don't have much representation because of the amount of people that they have, and our founding fathers knew it, they realized that we were going to have smaller states and larger states, and they didn't want any one dominating over the other. Right? I don't blame them. So they put the Electoral College in place. It's strictly for the president and vice president, if you would. And the reason behind that, again, was to give everybody an honest shake at electing a president, because really, in reality, you would only need, California and New York and a few other states like that to elect a president. You would never see those people anywhere else in your world. So it goes on, again, already blown it, shows you how ignorant he is. Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan asked Raskin about the January 6th committee, the Electoral College Reform Act, that just passed. Raskin called the Electoral College a danger to American people. And that the Reform Act didn't go far enough. You see, Electoral Count Reform Act makes clear the vice president's role in counting the electoral votes is merely ceremonial. The act also raises the threshold for members of Congress to object to electoral votes makes it harder for state legislators or governors to ignore popular vote when certifying electoral. See, they've got to be careful. Now, for some of you who still don't get it, you're sitting there grumbling and saying to me, you know what I'm talking about, Joe? I don't know if I can do this whole thing in the time I have left. We'll give it a try. If it doesn't work, we'll just play it again. The Electoral College, the right way. Seriously.
It's just not fair. But there are some people out there pushing what is known as national popular vote. It would get rid of the Electoral College because they say it's just not fair. They argue that in a baseball game, for instance, whoever scores the most runs wins. But in baseball championships, there are a series of games. And to be the champion, you have to win the most games, not just score the most runs. In the World Series, for instance, most of the time, the team that scores the most runs in all seven games combined also wins the most games, but not always. Take, for instance, the famous World Series of 1960, when the Yankees scored a total of 55 runs and the Pirates scored only 27. Well, even though Mickey Mantle hit 10 home runs, 10 home runs in just seven games, and had a series batting average of 400, and even though the Yanks were able to run up lopsided scores in games 2, 3, and 6, they only won a total of 3 games, and the Pirates won 4. So when Bill Mazeroski hit that bottom of ninth walk-off home run in game 7, the Pirates were the champions. It wasn't the first time. The same thing happened to the Yankees in 1957 against the Braves, and happened again in 1964 against the Cardinals. But don't feel bad for the Yankees because you never feel bad for the Yankees, but also because it goes both ways. The Yankees won the 1962 World Series against the Giants, even though the Giants scored more overall runs. In fact, out of the 260 Major League Baseball playoff series, and that includes the World Series, the League Championships, and the Division Series, the team with the least runs in the series has still managed to win the most games 40 times. That's 15% of the time. 15% of the time, the team with the least runs wins. And that happened as recent as the 2002 and the 2003 World Series, and just last year in the American League Division Series between the Tigers and the Yankees. Now, the simple-minded will run to their mommy crying, "It's not fair! It's not fair!" But the thinking American will step back and ask, "Why is it happening this way? What's the reason for this?" Then they will discover that it's because...
You knew I wasn't going to pull that off. We'll do it in the next hour, in the next segment. Joe Bacito, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Jones is your host. Always a pleasure.
When Marimba River.
Yes, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we were talking about Democrat Representative Raskin. He says the Electoral College is a danger to our democracy. We're not a democracy, Raskin. How do these guys swear an oath to the Constitution when they don't even know what we are? Not a clue. Right? I mean, why not, God, we're a constitutional republic. Big difference. I mean, listen, let me play this piece by Rick Green. He lays it out perfectly in baseball terms, which many of you can understand. And I think that's the direction to go in. It's easy to understand. You get the reasoning behind it, and we'll talk after. Take a listen.
There are some people out there pushing what is known as national popular vote. It would get rid of the Electoral College because they say it's just not fair. They argue that in a baseball game, for instance, whoever scores the most runs wins. But in baseball championships, there are a series of games. And to be the champion, you have to win the most games, not just score the most runs. In the World Series, for instance, most of the time, the team that scores the most runs in all seven games combined also wins the most games. But not always. Take, for instance, the famous World Series of 1960, when the Yankees scored a total of 55 runs, and the Pirates scored only 27. Well, even though Mickey Mantle hit 10 home runs, 10 home runs in just seven games, and had a series batting average of 400, and even though the Yanks were able to run up lopsided scores in games 2, 3, and 6, they only won a total of 3 games, and the Pirates won 4. So when Bill Mazeroski hit that bottom of ninth walk-off home run in game 7, the Pirates were the champions. It wasn't the first time. The same thing happened to the Yankees in 1957 against the Braves, and happened again in 1964 against the Cardinals. But don't feel bad for the Yankees because, well, because you never feel bad for the Yankees, but also because it goes both ways. The Yankees won the 1962 World Series against the Giants, even though the Giants scored more overall runs. In fact, out of the 260 Major League Baseball playoff series, and that includes the World Series, the League Championships, and the Division Series, the team with the least runs in the series has still managed to win the most games 40 times. That's 15% of the time. 15% of the time, the team with the least runs wins. And that happened as recent as the 2002 and the 2003 World Series, and just last year in the American League Division Series between the Tigers and the Yankees. Now, the simple-minded will run to their mommy crying, "It's not fair! It's not fair!" But the thinking American will step back and ask, why is it happening this way? What's the reason for this? Then they will discover that it's because baseball is designed to make sure that the champion isn't a team that did well against just one particular pitcher or in one particular stadium, but the champion has to be able to play well in a variety of situations. Hitting well off of multiple pitchers, playing great defense, being able to not only hit home runs, but bunt and steal bases and win the close games as well as the blowouts. That's what makes a champion. Our founders created an amazing way to accomplish the same thing in our presidential elections. America's president has to appeal to a broad range of Americans from across the fruited plain. It's not enough to be popular in the big cities and run up the score in just one or two games. You have to also be able to win enough votes in the other stadiums, or states if you will, in order to win enough games to win the whole championship, or in this case, the presidency. For instance, here you see the map of Bush-Gore in 2000. Obviously, Gore won the big cities. You can see where the blue is on the map. But Bush won the rest of the country, and the rest of the country was a better distribution of the vote. Here we have the 2004 Electoral College results, where you see Bush winning more stadiums, more states, if you will, and some of the big ones as well, and it added up to a total that was more than what Kerry got in 2004. So it was like winning 4-3 in the World Series. In 2008, Barack Obama was able to do the same thing. He won more of the distribution of the votes across the country, and he won more of the actual votes. So this was one of those situations where the person that scored the most runs also won the most games. It's not a perfect system, but it is sure better than any other, and it is much, much better than the national popular vote. The Electoral College has served our nation well, and if Americans are smart, we'll keep the World Series of politics by keeping the Electoral College.
Well, it isn't that hard to figure out, is it? Right, our founding fathers had it going on. And they knew what we needed. They knew exactly what was needed. I always find this amazing that when they stop getting their way, when they feel like something, you know, even Obama, and he wasn't joking, he was dead serious at one point when he said the Constitution was getting in the way, you know, of the things that he wanted to get accomplished. Thank God, because we would truly be, I believe, that we would truly be right now a communist nation. No question about it. And maybe not hardcore communist. But when you look at this, when you look at what needs to be done, when you look at what's going on, thank God for the Constitution. Guys like me would be either out of business or in jail, one of the two. You look at what the Democrats, I mean, they have gone so far left, I don't think they can come back. And it's not the left of the JFK. That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it. It's bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, anything on the mind, let me know. You know, I was thinking about how you see all this, they're blaming all this weather on climate change again, or the climate crisis. And a couple of things come to mind. Just bear with me for a second. In the 1960s, they told us that oil would be gone in 10 years. I'm not too good at addition and subtraction, but whatever. In the 1970s, another ice age was 10 years away. I'm missing now. I must have been in a coma through some of these. In the 80s, they said that acid rain would destroy, ready, all the crops within 10 years. Yeah, don't think that happened. In the 90s, the ozone layer would be gone. Anybody hear anything about that? I'd like an update if we could. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin says he has a, quote, serious
but curable form of cancer.
It looks like it's 100% certain now that I do have this large B-cell lymphoma, which is a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, as I understand it. It's very serious, and it's aggressive.
Speaking on MSNBC Wednesday, the Maryland lawmaker announced he was diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. It's a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that's fast-growing and aggressive. Raskin says he expects to work while receiving treatment on an outpatient basis. The U.S. is banning imports from companies accused of using North Korean labor in their supply chains. U.S. Customs and Border Protection this week announcing it has banned imports from three Chinese companies under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always, always, always enjoy it. When I get the emails and the phone calls and so on, let's go to the phones. Wingman, you want to talk about my baseball electoral college information piece?
Yes, sir. Joe, good evening, and thank you for carrying the message for freedom-loving Americans.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I can still say I try to vote for the person that I think will do the best job, and I'm very disappointed in the current administration. And another talk show host, I think, said the other night that, you know, you got the people that are wearing the red jerseys and the people that are wearing the blue jerseys, but I'm kind of in agreement with what he said, is that they're all on the same team. And so we've got to pick, be very careful about who we vote for. I love Jim Jordan. I hope I have confidence. I do have confidence in him. I hope it pays off. But the thing I wanted to say about the comparison between the Electoral College and the baseball, I love that story. I think that was so spot on, is that we need to restore faith in America. And the fraudulent voting thing that I still believe is what's happening. It didn't happen just recently with what we're talking about going back to Trump. It's been going on probably for decades. And we need to tighten that up, and that'll help restore faith in America. The other thing I want to see is the FBI be taken to task. I think that they've politicized that, and this thing is just off the rails. So those are the things that I want to see help restore faith in America. I want to see a lot of these crooked politicians have to pay the price and go to jail.
I totally agree. You're right on.
Yep, I know. We're on the same page. I know we are. And we're red, white, and blue Americans, and we want our country back. So we got to stand up and fight And we've got to encourage these Republicans. I mean, if they're the ones that we want to hang our hat on, then damn it, let's get them to do their job, because they haven't been. They're willy-nilly, and they're all on the take. They're all taking advantage of insider trading. Why do these guys want to be politicians? Because they're making money on it, and that has to stop. Thank you, Joe, for what you're doing. Keep it up, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you calling the show as well. He is, you know, he's right. We have one team left. And my fear with a third team, with a third party, is that you're going to, for the first so many years, you're going to keep splitting the vote. And we're not going to get in. We're not going to have a conservative in there. I think we need to force the rhinos out of the Republican Party. I think we need to make it very uncomfortable for those people to be in there that don't share the values of the Republican Party. I'm talking about the Republican Party of Abraham Lincoln. That's what I'm talking about. All right, not the Republican Party as it is today. The Kevin McCarthy's of the world are not the guy that I want in control. And you don't either, let me tell you. There's only a small group now. One thing I don't agree with, I don't think they're all on the take. I know a couple of very solid, good congressmen who are just as frustrated as we are. And, you know, and it's hard when you're up there. Look, I'm on a school board. I am one of five people on the school board. You know how frustrated I get when I know that we're voting the wrong way on a very important item? Some of them are voting, with all due respect to my colleagues, but some of them are voting the popular way. I don't vote the popular way. 99.9% of the time, look at, we are, I've said this before, I haven't said it in a long time, we are a representative government. We, even me, look, I'm not a legislator on the school board, but I represent those people who voted for me, and frankly, I represent those people in my area. Even the ones that didn't vote for me, even though they didn't, I still represent them as well. And so when I'm looking at making decisions, yes, I take a lot of public input, probably a lot more than most. I want to hear what they have to say. What are their concerns? They come up with some great stuff. They come up with some crazy stuff. You got to weed through it all. And sometimes I'll vote in a direction that even my hardcore conservative friends will call me and say, well, what was that vote all about? And they lay out that I have information that they don't have. I know some people don't want to hear that. But I had information that they didn't have, information on the front end. And it, you know what? It went into the vote. And that's when you have to look at people and go, look, you voted for me. Please trust me. Trust me on this one. In the end, we'll win. It's a tough place to be. It really is. My wife's people have grabbed her in the supermarket and said, do you know your husband voted for this or your husband did that? She always says, here's his number. Call him. We hide from nobody. I hide from nobody. Anyway, thanks for the call. And I do appreciate so much. You know, you really do. We really do have to step up, make the noise. We really do have to watch over these places. I am of the same opinion. We have too many of these elections that have been stolen in different ways. Even Arizona, when you have 300,000 ballots, I don't know the exact number, but many of them, signature verifications weren't even checked. I mean, what is that all about? Well, you know what it's all about. All right. We're talking about that, you know, because we're hearing a lot about climate change, right? Oh, the not change anymore. What is it? Climate crisis. There you go. Climate crisis. So now we're hearing a lot about climate crisis. And that's, you know, 60% of the country is under a weather watch, a severe weather warning. Some of them don't have electricity. See, we told you if we didn't get on this thing that there were going to be severe consequences to pay from Mother Nature. Well, first of all, I don't believe in Mother Nature. Secondly, I believe in God. Third, I believe that you know, weather is weather. All right? This planet has been through severe weather and mild weather and severe weather and mild weather on more than one occasion. Can we knock it off? Now, the eco-freaks have been on our case. What is it, the Green Day or whatever it's called? I'll reread these just so we got them. 1960s, oil will be gone in 10 years. I don't know. We were oil sustainable, what, 2 years ago? We've got enough oil to last us 100 years. What? Who was the scientist who came up with that one for these people? In the 1970s, we were told another ice age in 10 years. Really? You know, I moved in the blizzard of 78 and 79. I was like, I am done. 15, 18, 20-foot snowdrifts. I don't need to be here. And then they had years of mild weather. I'm still waiting for the ice age. 1980s, remember, acid rain would destroy all crops in 10 years. Well, we had so many crops, we were actually sending food to other countries. And Bill Gates will be the one that wipes out the crops. In the 1990s, the ozone layer had begun in 10 years. Again, ozone layer is fine. We were fed a line. The problem is we never bought into it. They had to move on to something else. In the 2000s, right, we had the ice caps would be gone in 10 years. Yeah, I think they're still here. In the 2010s, climate change would kill us in 12 years. They repeated that in 2020. I mean, nothing, absolutely nothing these boneheads have called out has happened, or will happen for that matter. They know it. They're in a bad way. They know it. 855. All right, I'll breathe. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solutions. What I always tell you to do, I have not changed my mantra, and I've been right on it. Man, I would love to go back, but I can't because YouTube wiped out most of it. But I would love to go back and get some of our information when I was talking about verbiage. And them stealing the narrative, them taking over the words. We needed to stop them from taking over the words. I said that probably within 2 or 3 years of the show. And it's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do there, including signing up for the email blasts, where you get information up front. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Okay. You know what? I know that sometimes you guys think all I do is give you the bad news. And by the way, you know, when some people say, you know, do you ever give a solution? Yeah, I do. I do. Fight back. That's the solution. Don't let this stuff just go. Right? You know how. You guys aren't stupid. You know how to push back. You know how to fight back. You know how to make things happen. All right. On a positive note, okay, tonight, and if you look up, look around, our planets will be on display in a line. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and the Moon will be visible by the through the naked eye, right? And I guess, you know, Uranus and Neptune, you'll be able to kind of tell. But I got an app on my phone that tells me where they are, so when I look up, I can see them. You know, I could at least pinpoint them. I don't know if I could see them, but I could pinpoint them. And it's kind of cool. You know, I mean, we don't see it that often. It doesn't happen that often. So enjoy. Enjoy God's, what do you want to call it, space show, if you would. And it's really pretty. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-55. See, I told you, I do a heartwarming story from time to time. And I do mean from time to time. Right? Let's see, what do we got? I got so much stuff I want to get through. Oh, yeah, here's a shock. Ready? Shock, surprise. You guys ready? Okay. Migrant crossings plummeted. No, it's nothing to do with Trump. After Texas National Guard expanded the barbed wire fence. Gee, I'm shocked, surprised, stunned. Right? I mean, we know how to secure the border. We know how to make it secure. Migrant crossings have plummeted on a stretch of downtown El Paso where the Texas National Guard put up barbed wire fencing. Oh, what animals, you terrible. Why would you do that to people? Well, they don't have to come over. They're not required to. They won't go to jail if they don't. Sergeant Susan Ringel attributed the decline in the migrant crossing to the visual deterrent of the barbed wire. It's true, unless you know how to get over it easily. It's not worth it. The guard began setting up the barrier last week. There's a gap in the border, right, just west of El Paso. What's interesting about that, too, is you literally could just walk around the fence. In the space of 8 days, the barbed wire has nearly reached the second port of entry. And chain-link fence anchored by the sandbags extends even further. The result is that the asylum seekers can no longer walk across ankle-deep water into the Rio Grande. Right? Turn themselves into waiting border patrol agents in that area. Now, the difference is vast, according to the sergeant. The 19th, the 20th, and the 21st said that we had large groups of families and individuals who were wanting to come across. Now, where the fence is, where the barbed wire is, guess what? It's a ghost town. Is that cool? It proves the point. Fences work. She attributed that to the visual deterrent of the barbed wire, the parked Humvees, and the soldiers patrolling the area. When you got the semi-automatic rifles in soldiers' hands with a bunch of Humvees, really not the people you want to deal with. 600 Guard members were in El Paso on the border. Right, Texas Abbott responded to the story by vowing to continue to protect the border by continuing the deployment of the National Guard. They are allowed. They are. They're allowed to provide security for their borders. State to state, country to state. It doesn't matter. We will continue to deploy the National Guard, razor wire, large container boxes, and building the wall to do all we can to deter illegal immigration totally caused by the Biden administration. Right? I mean, now, I don't know why it wasn't done years ago. No, really, think about it. Abbott's been governor for a little while. Why didn't he do this shortly after he got in with the problems that they were having down there? These problems are not new, right? Unless I'm missing something. And this is where I agree with Rick Green when he says, you know, Abbott didn't deserve a second term, but who else did we have? And I hate that line, by the way. You guys know that. If you listen to me for any period of time, you know I hate that line. What were we going to do, elect a Democrat? Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe we need to do that or keep doing it to show you how you have to step up, how you have to make sure we have the right people in those places. Anyway, 855, again, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You have to be part of the solution. So I don't know why this didn't happen earlier. But here in California where I live, interest rates are high. Home prices are high. I went by an area the other day that had a sign up that said, new homes, new starter homes at, ready for this one? You guys are going to pass out. Starting at $500,000. Now, I don't know about you, but if I got a couple of kids and I want to buy a home and it's a starter home to get started with my family, I ain't got that kind of money hanging out. And then you take out a loan, mortgage. Isn't it funny? They changed the name to make you feel better about it, I think. It's still a loan. You take out a loan, you still got to pay it back. Right? You got to put money down, you got to pay it back. Interest rates are high. And home sales have dropped almost 38%. It is the largest annual drop ever. Ever. Now, the economy is causing this. The economy is crashing. You're going to see the housing market, a perfect example of this. And the developers could only go so low. And now it's getting worse. The sixth straight month of pending home sales declined. I don't know. Again, the developers have got to keep, remember, they keep people working. When you're building homes, new homes, more homes, people move in. You need more schools. That means more work for people. Right? More malls, more stores, more car dealers. I know some of that stuff drives me nuts, but it is what it is. There are approximately 2 months of lag time between mortgage rates and home sales. Wow. Think about that. With mortgage rates falling through December, home buying activity, well, it should come back a little bit. But where's it rebounded? Where are the interest rates where people can afford these things? Pending home sales have reached the lowest point on record. Not even the 2020 forced COVID shutdowns were worse. And they weren't. People still had hope. People still getting paid. Some people were anyway. Right? The evictions were put on hold, which I still find amusing. Again, government getting involved in areas they shouldn't. You know, some of those people, well, we won't go into that detail. Anyway. And then we learned a leak from the White House, if you would. I don't know if you want to call it a leak, but Joe Biden doesn't trust some Secret Service agents. He doesn't believe details of dog biting incidents. Thinks his German Shepherds are just little angels. You know, German Shepherds get pretty territorial. Right? Joe Biden doesn't trust some Secret Service agents. Biden also doesn't believe the details recalled by Secret Service agents related to dog biting. He doesn't remember what happened. What's today? Tuesday. It's just amazing. Chris Whipple's The Fight of His Life inside of Joe Biden's White House says that Biden has trust issues with some of the agents, due in part to the fact that some agents are strong supporters of former President Trump. The bigger problem was Biden's discomfort with the Secret Service detail. Some of them were MAGA sympathizers. He didn't trust them. Right? He writes that in his book. Biden's detail as president is much larger than it was when he was vice president. Now, many agents are MAGA sympathizers. The Secret Service is full of white ex-cops from the South who tend to be deeply conservative. That makes... God. That makes Joey... You know what's funny thing about that? It shouldn't make him uncomfortable. Because true conservative Americans in law enforcement positions will defend you, will stick up for you, no matter whether you're a liberal, a whack, a communist, or a socialist. If you're an American citizen, they will protect you. They will stick up for you. Not the other side. Never going to happen. Talk more about this at the top of the hour. Joe Vecino, your host. Don't go far. You got another hour with me. You sure as heck don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.